Well, it's the biggest tournament in the state of Arkansas, and obviously with it being at Big Creek Golf and Country Club, that's a big draw for a lot of people. People love to come to Mount Home. They love to play at Big Creek. So we built it up. We were asked when we came on board years ago to try to make it as big as possible, and now it's really hard to manage in a lot of ways. It's so big. But we do have 15 boys teams will be coming in and 9 girls teams. So we're going to have a lot of amateur golfers out of Big Creek next Monday and Tuesday. There'll be a lot of them that'll come on Sunday just to play a practice round.
Well, you just talked about a little bit about how difficult it is to kind of get it set up and get it running, but that's where I'm sure you feel a great appreciation, not only for Ultimate Auto Group for sponsoring the tournament, but also for everyone who helps out with running the big event every year.
I can't say enough about Sarah Zimmerman and Calvin and Sissy Shasheen and Ultimate Auto Group and what they've done just for the kids over the years by sponsoring the tournament. And every year they've provided lunch. It's gotten so big now that they're still continuing to do their part. And then we've got a lot of our parents who are chipping in and helping out. And if I tried to mention everybody that has donated money to help, I would miss somebody. So a big thank you to all of those people involved. With the pro at Big Creek, both pros, James Stanofsky and Mark Morton, the staff out there. I mean, it's just phenomenal how many people that it takes to run such a big tournament. And we have members, a lot of members at Big Creek, and a lot of people in the community who will come out and be monitors and help keep score. It's just a huge event, and it takes so many people to run it, and it is by far the biggest high school invitational golf tournament in the state, and I think it's the best because of the people that are involved.
Now, it's a two-day event starting Monday?
Yeah, it's a two-day event. It starts Monday at noon, and we do that so teams that don't have the opportunity to come in on Sunday and play a practice round or spend the night, that they have time to travel Monday morning and get here without being too much a rush, without having to leave way early. And then Tuesday morning, we start at 8 a.m. And, just right now, my biggest concern is the heat and hoping that the heat and the weather cooperate so we can get it in without having a lot of delays or postponements or anything like that. It goes on pretty much Sunday. Most teams will come in Sunday and play a practice round. They're going to spend the night. They're going to eat at our restaurants. And then you got Monday and Monday night as well. And then Tuesday. So it's really big for our economy.
As far as your teams are concerned, what are you seeing out of them?
Well, I see a lot of really good kids. We've got 11 boys on the roster. We don't have any seniors on the boys' side, but we have a strong team. On the girls' side, we got 5 players and 2 returners and 3 newcomers. So they've been out working hard, and the boys have got 11 players. And we have no seniors, but we have a lot of experience. And we expect big things from both teams.